You're listening to The Carnival Show here on Radio Bilingüe. And as mentioned, I do have a special gift for all of our listeners. And all I really am asking is for you to open up your eyes, and especially those eyes that belong to your soul, because you are going to hear some images that are definitely going to open your heart out to reflect, to empower, and above all, to love. With us via a recording we had earlier this month, we have a dynamic duo who I had the great pleasure and gift from the universe to experience in March during the International Women's Day celebrations here in the Central Valley in Fresno, California. And you know, Radio Bilingüe has the ability to be out there in your homes in many places throughout our network of stations here in California, in New Mexico, in Texas, and Arizona, and through our affiliates over 50 cities throughout the United States, and of course online through radiobilingue.org. Live, we are all over the world, and it's pretty awesome when we see those people, you know, look and search for our link and listen live. So big shout out to you all cyber listeners. Thank you so much. And I'm about to deliver a very special present. With us via telephone, we have Alixia Garcia and Naima Pennyman, who are a dynamic duo who form a wonderful concept called Climbing Poetry. Good evening, ladies. How are you? What's going on? And if you want to introduce each one of you to our public here on Radio Bilingüe.
Peace to all who are listening. This is the voice of Naima.
Hey, this is Alixia. How you doing?
And yeah, together we form Climbing Poetry. We're Brooklyn-based artists and activists who are currently on tour throughout California. We're dialing in right now from Los Angeles. And so grateful to be doing about 7 cities throughout California on this run, sharing our poetry, hip-hop, spoken word, and multimedia theater, which is really our way of giving to our movement for social justice and for a more livable world.
Now, here are these two young ladies, and I might add very beautiful, strong, empowering women, are delivering a 1-2 punch, kind of like Muhammad Ali did. And they are definitely making us wake up and feel. I'm very excited to say that if you have any access to internet, you must and you should try to give Climbing Poetry a chance, because once you do, you will not be able to undo that. What I mean by that, you will feel an awakening that is definitely refreshing. And I could say that, and I dare to say that, not many have an opportunity to do Climbing Poetry, and that would be just like climbing, and then poetree.com is a website, and we're going to learn more about that. But you better start looking for that pencil, jotting down the information so you could hook it up and find out a little bit more about them. I'll be playing some tracks by them, but above all, I want to present to you what this means, why Climbing Poetry happens. I don't know if Naima or Alixia nos quiere decir, why did this happen?
Yeah, this is Alixia. Naima and I first came together 10 years ago, and we only known each other for about 6 months, but it was obvious from the beginning that our artistry had a reason for, would have a purpose for interweaving. I'm from Colombia originally, and at the time when we first met, I was in Colombia doing work around Plan Colombia and the fumigations of the southern part of the region under this face of the war on drugs, under the disguise of the war on drugs. And Naima was in Valhalla Jail in upstate New York, coming in and out of a women's facility, doing poetry with women who were incarcerated, and all but one were in on a nonviolent drug offense. And that really was the first conversation that we started building upon, you know, this war on drugs and how it affects domestically and abroad through Plan Colombia and the prison industrial complex. And we recognized this huge privilege that we had, me being from Colombia and having this incredible opportunity to speak truth to power without being disappeared or killed, which happens all the time in Colombia. And Naima representing the largest growing rate of incarceration, women of color, and being outside of its walls and having this gift of poetry as well. So we, within 6 months of knowing each other, decided to organize a 5.5-month tour across the United States. And we created a multimedia theater piece. I played the role of a mother who lost her child through the fumigations. And for those of you who don't know, you know, it's a tax dollar, U.S. tax dollar funded program in Colombia. So really trying to urge the people here in the United States to wake up and to act up, because this is where the power really lies in terms of changing that policy. And Naima played the role of a mother who had lost her child through the incarceration process. And we drew an infinity symbol on the map of the United States and just started connecting the dots. We started calling folks. We were like, hey, do you know anybody in the Delta region? Do you know anybody in Seattle? Do you know anybody in California, Colorado, wherever, all these cities that we were going to? And, you know, this was before Facebook and social media. Internet was just starting to blossom, 2003. You know, we got an email just to book this tour. So a lot of it was research. A lot of it, you know, we used this book called Future 5000 that outlined some of the most amazing organizations in the United States at the time doing work around social justice issues. And we started calling folks and writing to folks and being like, look, we have this theater production that's looking at the two phases of the war on drugs, domestically and abroad. Can we come through? And we completed the 5.5-month tour successfully. It was a powerful journey. And we thought that was it. When we got back to New York, we're like, okay, that was awesome. That was really good. And a few months later, folks started calling us and like, hey, you don't know what you started here. You need to come back. You need to come back. And we've since then just been sharpening this tool of art for activism and really seeing the power and the potency of art to reshape the reality we're walking into. And having been working for the last 10 years and feel really blessed and honored. It's definitely a lot of work, but it's exciting work. And, you know, for us, we've been traveling this nation for 10 years and have been seeing our movement grow and have been seeing this movement awaken and tighten up and build on the backs of everything that has come before it. So it's wonderful to walk in its legacy.
And most definitely, I'm so excited and so happy that I actually had the gift of being able to experience climbing poetry. And now, your guys' work, we're going to be presenting it here on Radio Bilingüe. Definitely, we'll always have this commitment towards your work and your art here on the Carnival show for sure, because hermanas, you guys have earned it. And it's definitely something that, like I said, I have the power to be able to share with the listeners. Radio Bilingüe also, I'll tell you, has been in the mission of giving a voice to the underserved communities. And here now for almost 34 years, in 1980, we were the first radio station nationally to speak in Spanish unto our nation, which is our nation, the United States of America, a nation of immigrants. And we broke the air, quebramos, you know, el aire en español. And yes, we had commercial stations locally and so forth, but we were the first national Latino public radio network to give our mission to give the communities who are being underserved a voice. I know that when I heard you guys, it really liberated me and made me wake up. You know, I'm doing something, but I need to do more. What can what can Naima and Alixa Climbing Poetry deliver to our public here on Carnival right now?
Darkness is only the absence of light. Like loneliness is the reason we fight and fear. It's the reason we might never know what it'd be like if we all realize the meaning of our lives and live as if life depended on the gifts we tried to hide. Whoever told you can't fly was afraid of heights you'd reach if you tried. You better your mind before they illegalize thought. There's a war going on. The first casualty was truth, and it's inside you. The universe is counting on our belief that faith is more powerful than fear. And in that shifting moment, we'll all remember why we're here. In a world where you're assassinated for having a dream, and the rich spend $9 billion a year to control our ideas, and visions are televised, so things aren't what they seem. We gotta believe in a world where there's room enough for everyone to breathe. reality is made of 7 billion thoughts, who made up their mind of what's real and what's not. So I stopped believing in false idols of war, greed, and hate. It's not worth my faith. And my mind's dedicated to justice, and my soul's devoted to love. And love is God, and God is truth, and truth is you, and you are me. And I am everything, and everything is nothing. And nothing is the birthplace of creation. And transformation is possible, and you are proof. And the most powerful tool in the hands of the oppressor is what's inside our heads. And the most dangerous weapon to combat the deception lives inside our chest. Hold a mirror to your heart. What does it reflect? What will be the message of the legacy we've left? We were born right now for a reason. We can be whatever we give ourselves the power to be. And right now, we need dream weavers, bridge builders, truth sayers, light bearers, food growers, wound healers, trailblazers, life lovers, peace makers. Give what you most deeply desire to give. Every moment you are choosing to live, or you are waiting. Why would a flower hesitate to open? Now is the only moment. Raindrop, let go. Become the ocean. Possibility is as wide as the space we create to hold it. We were born right now for a reason. The reason is up to you. Just think, if so much is controlled by so few, imagine how much so many of us could all do. When you consider this system runs off of our fuel, if we stop running alone, we see just who's ruling who. The game don't exist if we don't play by its rules. So don't be scared of the spark in the spell of great darkness, or afraid of the light in the moment of dawning, or the height you will reach when you rise to your calling and release all your rain. Call it flying or falling. Let go of your wanting and give in to your longing, to live free of possession and full of belonging to the intricate infinites. We're all a part of the web that you owe, in a dream you've forgotten was the creator awakening into our conscience. Condensation of vapor into a droplet of water.